Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Jill Schlesinger of Jill on Money, talking about, of course, your money and what to do with it in an uncertain couple of weeks ahead, Jill. Everyone's looking at the election and wondering, what's going to happen? What does this mean for me? And that's especially sure if certain if you have any sort of investment, you're wondering what impact this will have. And those fears happen not just this election, but every 4 years, right?
Yeah, and I think that it's really instructive to go back 4 years, and which I did. I went through everything I wrote around in October, and I looked at my notes from economists that I interviewed and analysts and in big investment firms who were all telling me, hey, you know what? If Trump somehow were to beat Hillary Clinton, it would be terrible for the stock market. And they were right for exactly 2 hours on election night, meaning that from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. while I was up reporting for CBS News, the Dow futures cratered. We're down about 5% overnight. And then they came back. And you know what? Guess what? That didn't happen. The world didn't fall apart. The investment world didn't fall apart. And that really is instructive because what it tells me is that old tried and true approach, which is be a long-term investor. Don't try to outsmart the market. Elections and even presidential cycles, you know, they're 4 years. You're probably looking at 10, 20, 30, 40 years in the future. So you don't have to make changes to your investments, to your IRA accounts, to your 401ks, trying to outsmart what you think could happen.
I remember that very well, election night, and that wild swing from what happened late that Tuesday night to later on the Wednesday afternoon. I think it kind of goes to show that there's all this panic, there's all this uncertainty as to what's going to happen. You don't know what this news might mean, but then eventually, whether it's within hours or within days, people are going to kind of go, well, you know, now we have X as president, right, and we have to move on, right?
Right, right. And, you know, here's the thing. I think that these two candidates, you have a lot more information, both because they each have a real now history around management of the economy and approach to the economy. But, you know, we also know they're quite different, that one, President Trump and his administration have really looked at cutting taxes as a way to spur growth, easing regulations as a way to spur growth. And a Biden administration is saying very clearly taxes are unfair, the wealthy are not paying enough, and that if tax policy were fairer, it doesn't necessarily increase growth, but it makes growth more even across the income stream. And so there's that. And the Biden administration looks at regulation in a very different way. And these are two different philosophies, right? Regulation being cut and watered down is good in the short term, according to Trump, and that helps industries like oil and gas and real estate or financial services. A Biden administration says, hey, you know what? That may be fine in the short term, but in the long term, a price is going to be paid. And that price is way steeper than what you're going to gain in the short term. So, you know, these are different philosophies. And it's great to know that you have very different philosophies. Now, no one's talking about economics right now, so I'm maybe shouting into the wind because everyone's got their teams, but I'm just saying that they are actually pretty different, these two.
They're different, but I always wonder and question, you know, we talk about how we hear it every 4 years, it's the most important election in the history of all elections anywhere in the world, and these two candidates are so different. Doesn't matter if it's Biden or Trump, or Hillary and Trump, or, you know, Obama and Romney, or you can go back and back and back. But what does it actually mean? You know, will the average American see a big economic difference depending on who wins the election?
Well, I think it depends. I think that if you are a household and you have a lower than $400,000 in income, which is, I think, about 95% of U.S. households, okay, I don't think you're going to see a huge difference in terms of your taxation, okay? I do think, overall, taxes are going to rise in the future over the coming decades simply because we've got a lot of debt in this country, and chances are to fund the programs that we need funded and we like, Social Security and Medicare, that those that will mean that taxes will go up in the future for everyone no matter what. But in the short term, if you make more than $400,000 as a household, under a Biden administration, it is clear that there will be new taxes levied on you, or maybe they'll just go back to where they were, you know, 4.5 years ago. But that said, that could be a short-term change in your life. That's the biggest impact that we could likely see for those who make more than 400 grand.
We're still talking about any sort of government action on stimulus. And for a while there, it seemed like, well, nothing is ever going to get done. But I mean, it does seem like there's a glimmer of hope for something, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, according to our reporting at CBS News, you know, interestingly, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, are extremely close on this, on their negotiation. I mean, there it looks to me that if it were up to them, we'd lock them in a room, that they would easily come up with a game plan. That said, Mitch McConnell is basically telling everyone that I'm not sure I can get that plan that Mnuchin has agreed to or is putting out there, even the president's plan. He's not sure he can get it through the Senate. And so there are a handful of Senate Republicans that really do not want a second stimulus bill. And there are all different arguments as to why. So I won't go into why. I'm just telling you that whatever the agreement comes, if we're probably going to get something in the next 48 hours, probably. I don't know. I'm just not sure it gets through the Senate.
Why?
I mean, I know. It's terrible. I know. So you want like the cynical view. I'll give you the one view is like, oh, you know, there are people who are worried about the debt and the deficit. But the more cynical view is that they don't want to be in, you know, some of them who are up for reelection in 2 years don't want to be saddled with this vote and then have to defend it against a more debt or deficit hawkish candidate. So if I vote yes for the stimulus and then the debt and the deficit are exploding and I'm up for reelection in 2 years or 4 years, and I don't want to have to then go run against someone who's way to the right of me on the debt and the deficit, who's going to then say, you voted for this, you're bad, you're out. That's the cynical part. But not me. I'm not cynical.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just a Jets fan.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. And we'll be talking about that next week. That should be pretty fun, post Bills and Jets next Monday.
Oh, there will be nothing fun about that, my
friend. I think it's going to be a great time. Jill, thanks so much. It's Jill Schlesinger of Jill on Money here not only every Monday with us, but every weekend as well during her program, Jill on Money on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.